My name is Ro, and I am a true alcoholic. I thank God and members of AA for helping me incorporate this wonderful program in my life. I got an alcoholic mind, and I was sitting there, and I saw the empty chair, and I thought about putting the chair here and doing like Clint Eastwood and talking to the chair. Step 7, 8, and 9. Wow. And something else came across my mind, like, when she was giving out the big book, like, you know, in the beginning, I want to get a big book to read it. Now I got a big book, and I want to be living the way the big book say. That's a blessing, you know. That's definitely a psychic change I've experienced as a result of going through this process, being powerless, knowing that I'm crazy. When I recognized I was crazy, then I was able to, you know, maybe turn my will and my life over to the care of God. I wasn't able to completely do that until I went through the process. And now I turn my will over on a daily basis. 5, 6, 7 kind of go together for me. I got to do 5. I got to confess whatever character defect I'm working on. I got to say it to somebody else so that I'm entirely ready for God to remove it. And then I must humbly ask him to remove my shortcoming. That's a key. Humbly. That's a posture. When I first say my 5th step about, you know, a character defect to somebody, and I'm entirely ready in the moment, I'm entirely ready for God to remove it. But times keep moving, and then when that presents itself in front of me, the opportunity to work on that character defect, am I humble? No. I follow what my thinking tells me. My thinking tells me, all right, you told somebody, you're entirely ready, so now you could do it. You don't need God. And I always fall for the trick. I could do it. And next thing you know, I'm in another, like, damn, I did it again. And then I got to go over and over, go over it a couple times to then realize, wow, I really have no power to get rid of the character defect. So God, can you please help me? And when it presents itself again, I go to God. Humbly, it's a posture. Not God, take this. God, if you find it in your will, you know, if you could only, like, let me be able to kind of, like, get through this without making a big mess, that's kind of humbly. Not God, do this, you know. But I got to do work to get humble. And what better than making amends to getting me humble? Step 8, all they asked me to do is kind of, well, the way my sponsor did it. All right, we're going to make a list. We're going to have a list of people I'm willing to make amends right away. A list of people that I might make amends. And a list like, hell no, I ain't making amends. And matter of fact, my experience as well, in the beginning, like, I didn't even start doing step work. But what was happening is, like, the family members, like my brother-in-law that I embarrassed, my mother that I stole, I could not wait until I got to a 9th step because it was eating me up anytime I see them. I cringe. You know, I'm a real alcoholic. I got grave emotional and mental disorder. So I cannot hide my emotions as well as other people can. You know, forget about it. I'm serene I'm pissed the fuck off. Excuse my language. You know, it's like, I cannot be in the gray area comfortable. It's either black or white. When I'm in the gray area, I'm uncomfortable. And so anyway, I make that list. And as a matter of fact, I was saying, those amends I had to make even without doing the work. And I spoke with my sponsor. Look, I stole, and my sponsor, okay, you're going to do this. You go, pop, you going with money. You stole, you going with money. You know, so I was able to do some of those amends. Then I went to my 8-step with my sponsor, made the list, the ones I will, the ones I never, and the ones I may. And what happened was, I started out with the people that I was willing to make amends. And what happened with me was, after I got the result of making the amends, when I walk away from that person, I'm like, wow, I'm free. All right, who is next? And that gave me the willingness to go ahead and do the ones that I might do afterwards. And then later on, I was able to say, well, you know what? I want to be free. I got to get those people. And it's amazing how the most rewarding amends I made and the most humbling amends I made and the ones that caused me the most fear and the most anxiety, those were the ones that really gave me a lot more strength, a lot more courage to continue to do the right thing, because I don't like to do the right thing. By nature, I, you know, do the wrong thing. That's just me. And one thing that happened was with my first amend, and that was my mother and my father. My sister, I made amends with my brother-in-law. And the main one was my mother. That's the one that really opened up, because I don't know if you guys are like me, but I'm an alcoholic. You do something to me, I'm going to get you back. Even if you ask me for forgiveness, I'm going to get you back. Because I didn't know how to forgive. And I went to my mother, blah, blah, blah. I told her, Mom, this. I knew you were stealing from me all this time, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I'm going to give. She's like, no. Continue to do what you're doing. Continue to stay on this course. And that's enough payment for me. And that's the first time I've done something to somebody and they have given me a face-to-face heart forgiveness. I forgive you. And that's what opened me up to be able to forgive other people. You know, and that's amazing. Now, here it is, like, 8 years later, just a while ago, like a month ago. Matter of fact, that's why I wasn't able to come to the step series last month, because my parents were here, and they were staying by my sister's house. And the experience I had while there was I was able to sit down with my brother-in-law, because what I did to my brother-in-law was, when I was showing people that I wasn't drinking, that I was getting help, you know, like, yeah, I ain't drinking, I'm doing good. And when everybody went to sleep, I sneaked down to the basement, couple of drinks, then go back and go to sleep. And I was doing that in their bar, like, very often. And one weekend, my brother-in-law decided it was one big fight going on, and he ordered the fight, invite all his friends over. Oh, don't bring nothing. I got everything. And when the fight started, and the bar was open, and they started drinking,
What's this? Yes,
I embarrassed my brother-in-law. And he had to go, you know, do what he had to do to get through that night. And I was blessed to be able to, you know, I bought like 5 half-a-gallons, 2 cases of beer. And like, look, I messed up, blah, blah, blah. So I had made that amend. And now this time when my parents was here visiting, me and my brother-in-law had a moment in the basement. We was talking, and I was able to talk to him about that. Like, yo, man, oh, I'm sorry what I did that day, man. I really am. And he like, forget about it. You know, me as an alcoholic, somebody do something like that and embarrass me, I'm not able to easily forgive nobody. You know, also, I was able to sit down with my mother and my father and talk about my stealing days. And you know what? Something else I learned with that, my mother was like, son, stop talking about how you used to be. Because that made her uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, but I got to talk to it to remember that, you know, I'm an alcoholic, justifying every wrong move I make, you know. And then I realized I was able to get away, and in prayer and meditation, I was like, well, if I say I love my mother, and me talking about my past hurts her, I need to not talk about it, you know. And I need to pray to God and ask him, you know, when I'm going to open my mouth about my past. And that's a humbling thing to try to not say things. But I got compulsive behaviors. And I like to respond right away when somebody asks me something. I don't, like, gauge the question and, you know, see what all the options are. Right away. And then I'm like, damn, maybe let me think. Maybe. That's me. I'm an alcoholic. Grave emotional and mental disorders. So that's my experience, you know, going through those steps. Now, what I can talk about, you know, making amends, other amends I made, this goes back to 8. All right, says you're entirely ready to be willing to make amends to them all, right? So I say, yeah, I'm ready to make amends to them all. So that was the all that I made on the list. What about when stuff show up? Well, I was able to, I had one of those as well. I've been sober for a while, and went to a meeting, and I saw this guy that was we used to share an apartment. We were roommates. I had a room in the house. He had a room, blah, blah, blah. And he used to be a taxi driver. And I was a heavy drinker, 24 hours, little crack smoking, and, you know, a little marijuana smoking, drinking 24 hours. And I used to borrow from him, excuse me. He used to 20 here, 10 there. He knew I had a good job, so he would lend me in. But one day I wanted some money, and he wasn't around. And I saw where he put the money the last time he went and got it, so I broke into his room, you know. And of course, every time I needed money, I broke into his room. And then he started moving the money around, but I'm a thief, y'all. That's by nature, I'm a thief. I found it every time. And he used to come, ask, does somebody break in, like, your room too? They broke in my room. Help him look for it. And wow. Anyway, I got moved out of there. You know, life goes on. I'm in a room, an AA meeting, and I saw him there. And I was like, wow, what's up? He's like, yeah, I got a drinking problem. I know you had a problem, but I couldn't tell you nothing. Da, da, da. So I'm like, look, let me get your number. And I gathered some money, you know, and I call him up. I'm like, yo, let me take you out to eat. You know, I want to check you out. So we went and get something to eat at the diner. And while we was there, I'm like, look, the reason I got you here is because all this time I've been, you know, breaking into your room and stealing. I was the one that stole your money from you. And he like, really? He like, wow. You know, I knew you had a problem, but I didn't know it was you stealing from me. Because I'm a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? I could make you think you are my best friend. And as soon as you turn around, there goes the dagger. That's me, you know, without this program. Very grimy, very nasty, a liar, and a thief. And those are the things that work. As long as I continue to practice this program. The moment I think, see, the big thing, and I'm going to shut up, is that what I've came to see is that I am a self-centered person. For my life to change, I need to be more God-centered. When I'm God-centered, I'm not in the middle of the equation no more. When I put myself in the center of the universe, all hell break loose. Mm-hmm. You know, watch out. Because I'm going for it. I am God, and you don't know what you're talking about, and I'll debate you for hours, you know, but thank God for this program. Came to bring me to see that I really know nothing. I'm just now learning about who I am. I am an alcoholic. And thanks for letting me share. We're going to try and get...